Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your goals hold.
Hey, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. Here we are again tonight, every week, Thursday nights, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as always, I welcome listeners from all over the planet. Thank you so much for tuning in whenever you can and checking out our previous episodes. We're on episode 162 tonight. Unbelievable. Where has time gone? Our link online is blogtalkradio.com/originallyricstreamradio. Our episode streams are picked up by many of your favorite podcast platforms out there, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Amazon, and Audible on their website and app. And I'm actually looking at a new copy of our business card here, which has all the platform apps that we are on. I'm looking forward to passing these out and bringing in some new first-time guests. This radio show concept and title is based on my first in-studio recording, of course titled Original Lyric Stream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. And I'm going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and also their music. My website, russellfoiseymusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer. I've recorded two full albums, Original Lyric Stream and Constructive or Destructive. I have produced Cam Lorm's full album, Writing in the Stars. And as of June, released my Causeway Bridge EP, 5 new tracks on that, doing really well. And on September 6th, I released a new single titled Dream, and that's doing really well, too. It's really interesting to track the progress and number of streams and, you know, all of those stats. Really cool. Let me bring in my technical engineer, Bill Miller. Does so much behind the scenes on the Blog Talk Radio website dashboard. Hey, Bill, please welcome our audience to the episode tonight.
Hi, welcome everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around, we got a great guest coming up. He's got some really nice music for us, a lot of inspiration and stuff about his music that's just shows his true passion for the music that he does. So stick around. Hey, if you like our show, tell your friends about us. Share the link. We sure would appreciate your help and support with that. Also, subscribe, and subscribe. That way you'll never miss an episode. Just do a search for us. We're out there on platforms everywhere. Also, you can go to Blog Talk. There's a comment section there. Feel free to leave us a comment. We'd be glad to hear from you. Leave our guests a comment, too. I know they'd like to hear from you as well. And we'd all thank you for your support.
Well, Bill, you're certainly familiar with this guest tonight. He was on your stage in Ormond Beach in September at the SSA festival, and I know you sent me a text, and I think part of it was in caps. You said this artist is incredible, so very, very much looking forward to the interview tonight.
Yes, he is. Got a great voice. I'm sure we'll all enjoy his music and his interviews.
All right, my friend, let's get started. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's get rolling.
All right, everybody, time for our next guest interview. You're viewing our photo slideshow online with Justin Turk. Let's play a great track. This is titled My Oh My.
Moments to see.
Very nice. That is My Oh My. And everybody, let me introduce singer, songwriter, musician, first-time guest. And we actually heard him again at the Ormond Beach SSA Original Song Festival. Justin Turk, thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Right on. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Welcome to the episode. That's a great track, up-tempo, My Oh My. Tell us more about the inspiration behind this one.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you've ever had this feeling before, but, you know, I just feel like when I was younger, time seemed to go so much slower. Like a week seemed like an eternity. But then as you get older, it seems like time goes so much faster. It's like you wake up one morning and 2 years have gone by and you're like, where did time go, you know? So I kind of want to capture that element in the song. So that's kind of where the inspiration came from.
Isn't it great to, as a songwriter, you really have like an A to Z encyclopedia of inspiration thoughts. You know, it's just great, you know, being a songwriter myself, it's incredible, you know, the different moods and the different, you know, swings and thoughts you have in writing lyrics to a song.
Yeah, agreed.
Tell us where you're originally from and where you currently reside today.
I'm born and raised in Woodbridge, New Jersey. I currently reside in Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay. And
just moved down here
You've lived there for some time?
I just moved here to Florida about a year ago. I moved here in October of last year.
Okay. Yeah. Talk to me about some of the musical genres that I hear in your sound. There's a few there.
Oh, yeah. It's a good combination, a good blend of a few different genres. It's a little bit of pop rock. You got some folk country undertones going on. I call it New Yorker country because I don't really have a country accent. It's more of a northern. But it has those country undertones, which I think is really cool because it kind of I'd like to kind of preserve that classic rock, classic pop rock sound. But it's important to kind of go with the times too. And I feel like those folk country undertones kind of bring out that era, or this era rather.
Very nice, very nice. I know we just spoke a couple minutes ago, and you met Bill on his stage. Inside of the casements in Ormond Beach at the SSA Festival, and I performed actually right outside on the casements porch. I really like that whole area; it's very historic. But I think you would agree, you know, what an outstanding platform this is for the original artists, not only to perform your own songs, but you know, the networking, you know, with other musicians is incredible.
It's phenomenal. Yeah, it's great. It definitely is. And they do another one in D-Land as well. I actually got to know the guy that runs it. His name is Phil. He's a really good, cool guy. He offered me to play in his band. So that day I actually did multiple sets. I did three sets. One of them was with his band called the Lightning Rods. We headlined the night. And basically what the band is five songwriters that has a backing band and they kind of do like a songwriter round, but with a full band. So it was pretty neat. It was definitely an awesome experience for sure.
Yeah. Phil does a great job. So it's a rotation between Daytona Beach, the land and Ormond Beach. And I'm from the Tampa area here and Bill's in the land. I wish they would do that down here. Tampa Bay would love to have, you know, this type of festival series here, but it's really enjoyable. I mean, you know, when you write them, you want to play them, right? I mean, you just have to get your music out there.
Yeah, and festivals are a great way to do that, for sure.
Absolutely. Who are some of the artists and musicians that you look up to as a mentor?
I mean, I have to say my influences are pretty versatile. I mean, they kind of jump all over the place. I mean, the Beatles is definitely an all-time favorite of mine. They have a lot of influence in my current songwriting, for sure. But I also have some other influences. I've done some other genres in the past as well. I was in the pop punk, emo, screamo type genres in my earlier days. So I had some influences such as Senses Fail, The Used, which is completely different than the genre I'm doing now. But they still played a big part in how I, put the songs together and how I come up with the melodies.
What's your favorite Beatles album?
Yeah, that's a hard one. I like Rubber Soul. I thought was the great album. But every now and then, I'll listen to another album and be like, nah. And depending on the time in my life, it kind of sits with me more, but Sgt. Pepper's was really caught my attention to the Beatles. That's when I became interested in them through that album. But Rubber Soul, I think, is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I think with me, it's a toss-up between Sgt. Pepper's and a White Album. It seems like the White Album, everybody participated in songwriting, all four members. Even Ringo had, quite a few tracks on the White Album. So, both of those are out, just unbelievable.
Agreed. A number of people I've talked to have said the White Album is their favorite. But, yeah, I agree with that. And like I was saying before, depending on the time in my life, like recently they just came out with that new film, Get Back, on Disney Plus, I think, is what featured it. But, they did a lot of songs on the White Album on there, and I'm like, that really caught my attention. I had a more appreciation for the album after watching that film.
Yeah, what a band, for sure. Hey, talk to me about performing on the road. I read in your bio you perform live at the Greensboro Coliseum in front of 25,000 fans. I can't even imagine that. That has to just be a rush and a great experience.
Oh, yeah, it was exhilarating. Definitely a great experience. I was working – I wasn't working for, but I got – in contact with a company called Conquer Entertainment, they offered me a spot as a featured artist and offered me a chance to perform at a big convention that one of their father companies runs every year down in Greensboro Coliseum. So yeah, man, that was great. Definitely a great experience to have, for sure.
I mean, when you're walking out on stage and you see 25,000 people, what goes through your mind right away?
Ah, man, there's your adrenaline's kind of gone, So you're just in the zone. The lights are shining on you, so you can't really see much. The lights are pretty blinding in those stadiums. But that stage was awesome because it was a full surf 360-degree stage, huge. Like, I looked tiny on the thing. But yeah, you can catch, there's videos of it on YouTube. You can find it on YouTube. To Love Again,
nice.
Is the song, the name of the song. Yeah.
Beautiful. Talk to me about the recording studio. Certainly my favorite place. You're actually, giving birth, so to speak, to your ideas and melodies and lyrics there. Tell us what that process means to you, and also talk to us about your new release that you had back in February this year.
Yeah, of course, I'd love to. So the process, it's different, depends on the song. Sometimes it comes to me in the form of a melody, and then the lyrics will come will follow the melody. Sometimes the lyrics come first, and then the melody follows. Sometimes the music comes first. It just all depends on the mood and what I'm doing and how it comes to me. But I don't really have a set formula for songwriting. I know a lot of artists do. I don't. Just I like to write what comes to me. If it doesn't flow, then it's probably not meant to be. And then the new album, man, yeah. So I got hooked up with the new producer out in Nashville. His name's Artwork. He works with a line of artists, some really phenomenal artists. I mean, big shots, like the one guy, Troy Lanchester, he's plays guitar on artists' albums such as Blake Shelton, the bass player, I think, toward Alabama. The engineer, studio engineer, he was nominated for a few awards the last couple of years. So it was a great experience. It was my first time in Nashville as well. And it's some of the best work I think I've done so far. I was really happy with the results. You know, Art Ward did a great job. Studio did a great job. Really happy with it.
Yeah, give we try to, you know, pay the show forward to the new artist. Give the new artist out there, Justin, some advice on preparation leading into the studio. You know, you really want to, you know, of course, practice everything that's involved in the track and be ready to go in. We all know studio time is not inexpensive. So talk to the new artist about studio preparation.
Yeah, I think this album I did a little bit of a newer process preparing, and then that was with the help of the producer. But I think it's the best way to do it. And basically, the first thing to do is to get as much material as you can, write as many songs as you can, get as much as on the repertoire, and then you kind of just dwindle down the best out of your top 50 or top 100 songs and pick which ones work well, that you think would work best for the album, that would work good together. And then obviously the budget is very important too. Make sure that, you know, I say it's at least $1,500 a song is what you want to be invested, the least, or more. And then you want to double or triple that in promotion for once the album is released, so that you can get the buzz and the, you know, just to get the news out there. Otherwise, it's a bomb.
You know, you make an extremely great point. I've done a separate episode about advertising your music, and you would not believe the number of artists out there that consider promotion pay to play. And they will not promote their music. And, you know, social media networking is fine, you know, to get the word out. That's free, of course. But if you're not setting aside a budget, you know, for example, to get on maybe the most, you know, trendy playlist, et cetera, you're the same as a company, right? You're branding your music. It's your brand. It's your baby. And you really got to set aside, you know, money to promote it.
Of course. I think the social media stuff it works great if you're investing enough. The problem is it just becomes a money trap unless you really know what you're doing and how, you know, how it all works. I think the best route to go is with a PR company. Hire a good PR firm, you know, and then they'll handle most of that for you, and they'll get you in the right playlist instead of those payola, pay-to-play type deals.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You really have to promote yourself. You know, otherwise, everyone knows now, you know, the revenue, where the revenue streams are in music today, right? So you know, you have to follow that trend and get on the correct playlist and the sync licensing and, you know, all and, you really have, as a new artist, you really have to dig in and educate yourself on what the revenue streams are in music today.
Absolutely.
Well, let's play another great track from our guest tonight. Oh, I'm sorry, Justin. Go ahead.
I just have just one more thing to say real quick. All you really need is one really good, solid production, right? And then if you promote the song the right way, yeah, you can get it in the right hands. You know? But, yeah, that's all.
No, you make a very good point about PR firms, because there are dedicated, not labels, but actually marketing companies that will, you know, do the right thing and, you know, not put you in a playlist with bots and all of that nonsense. So promote your music, everybody. Once you leave the studio, it's not going to automatically promote itself. So that's best advice from both of us. Let's play another great track with our guest tonight, Justin Turk. This is another great one. I love this song as well. This is titled Time.
I don't know what you're going through, but I think you'll be just fine. Getting over it is hard to do, but we almost walk that line. Keep standing on your own 2 feet, the load won't be as heavy. The more you climb, the more you reach, the more that you will shine. Don't rely on little me, it takes time just to make it alright. Time you will finally see, it takes time, it takes time.
Justin Turk, really like the harmony there, that simplistic harmony. Welcome back, Justin. Talk to us about this song, Time.
Right on, yeah. So this song came to me, I think, my sister was going through a rough time. She went through a rough time, started to kind of get back on track, fell off track again a little bit. So I was thinking of her when the idea of the song came into mind. And, you know, we all go through ups and downs in life. The main thing is to be positive, you know, and just know that time heals, you know.
Yes, it certainly does. How many songs have been written about relationships or, you know, relationships that have been broken up? Quite a few.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an endless amount out there.
So in reading your bio some more, and I thought this was really interesting, you founded the children's party entertainment service called, I really like this name, Rattle and Rock. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I think one of the first jobs I ever had, I was working at a daycare. And I thought, you know, how can I, it'd be cool to kind of incorporate, you know, this skill and knowledge and of music with kind of what I'm doing, you know, to pay my bills, you know, at that time. I was out there, I was 16 years old, but didn't have many bills, but still, I, you know, I had a couple of things I had to pay for. But yeah, so I always had that thought in my mind, like, how can I incorporate that? And then later on, I think after my daughter was born, I took a little break from the songwriting for a little while and the performing. Well, no, not the performing. I was doing some other things. But I started working for a company in New Jersey that kind of did something similar to this. And a lot of the Mommy and Me classes and stuff, they're cool. They just, you know, the music's kind of corny. They don't really, I feel like, doesn't teach the kids really that kind of live rock aspect of music. So I wanted to do something kind of different. And so all the songs I write myself, I do 30 to 45 minute set. I come out to the venue location or a person's house, whoever's throwing the birthday party for the child. And I do a performance. Songs are all kid-oriented, kind of helps them learn how to say hello, things like that, different colors. I get them to jump and dance, and I hand out props, like different I have like plastic ukuleles that I hand out that they can play along while I play. I hand out shakers they can shake. I have a song called Shake Your Music Maker so the kids can play along. It's a lot of fun.
You know, that's great. That's fantastic that you know, take your time to, you know, help the kids and get them in a good mood and, you know, get them to really, you know, understand what music is all about. And it's about fun.
Yeah. And exactly. That's kind of what I was getting at. That's my vision, right? To have fun with the music. You know, and at the same time, kind of get some hands-on instrument and education as well.
Hey, talk to me, Justin, about, you know, playing out live again. I mean, we've gone through, you know, this 2-year pandemic, and I think different artists have used that time to do different things. I know personally, you know, more writing, more song creation. What did you do during that time? And, you know, how good does it feel, you know, taking a stage again?
Well, I signed the recording contract for this record 2020. So the first half of, you know, actually it was toward the end of 2009. It was like right before the pandemic hit. So it put a really big damper in the time process. So I had a big delay from when I signed the contract into when we actually released the record. But basically during that time, since I was writing songs for the album, that's basically what I was doing, writing songs. It gave me lots of time to do that, too. And then coming out, I didn't really have issues coming. I think, you know, right after the pandemic, I was working a lot. I was actually working more than I was the year prior.
That's great. Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know if we're 100% back to normal, but, you know, it looks like it's heading in that direction. And, you know, so many artists and so many bands, you know, just itching to, you know, get back out there and, you know, earn and, you know, please their fans with set lists all over the country.
Yeah. I also did some other things. I did some live studio I did a live studio album, actually. It's released on Spotify and all the other social media and streaming networks. So that was cool. I couldn't play out live anywhere during that time. So it was just a cool way to kind of show everyone, hey, look, here's a live performance that you can watch from your home.
Yeah, that's great.
The album
great.
Was called, yeah, that was with Justin Turk Live at Hopetown Sound, the name of the album, the live studio album.
Yeah, I think a lot of artists are trying to be creative and do that as well, the virtual performance, online or, on the Apple device or on the Android, kind of be creative with it, play out live on a stage or do something, virtual from a studio.
Yeah, it helps when you have a live audience in the studio because it can get kind of awkward doing a live set as if you're doing it in front of people. Some people have a hard time with that. I wouldn't say I have a hard time with it, but it does feel awkward, and without that audience, the energy is different.
Yeah. Understandable. Well, everybody, we have one more track. It's a bonus track from our guest tonight, Justin Turk, and this is another great one. Love these titles. This one's titled Passion.
Obstacle. Yes, it is hard, but not impossible. Don't you hesitate, the opportunity awaits. Open the gate, it's leaving without you. And the dreams that come true come with the courage to pursue. It's never too late. This could be your break. If the passion burns within you, then it's more than just a dream. If you could see it, then you could be it, yeah. If everything's thrown at you, it's much harder than it seems.
You've heard three great songs tonight from our guest, Justin Turk. Great storytelling here. Great, pure, clean sound. We have a couple minutes left, Justin, and final question we like to ask every week, and again, to pay it forward for the new artists out there beginning in music, let's say tomorrow, what advice would you give them?
So the question was, if someone starting off music, someone new, what advice I would
somebody
give
new.
Them? Is that the question?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think the song you just heard said it all. You know, just follow your heart and don't give up, man. Just network. Networking is important. Definitely write songs, practice, and get out there. Play lots of shows.
And you're going to hear the word no sometimes, and you probably need to have tunnel vision to follow your dream and path. And you know, you gotta take that path that you're thinking about. You know, it's your baby, it's your music, and you know, just stay away from the negativity.
Yeah, man. I mean, you're most certainly gonna hear no, but listen to the industry professionals, you know, and take their advice. I mean, I've done it, and you can hear it in my music. You can hear how it's evolved over time, and that's because I've been told no, and I've been told what I've done wrong, and I listened, and I changed, and I improved.
That's great advice. Justin, tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
So, I mean, the best place to hear my music, and I mean, there's lots of exclusive stuff that you can't hear anything else, and that would be on my website, justinturk.com. You can follow me on Facebook, Justin Turk Music, Instagram, Justin Turk Music, and Twitter, also at Justin Turk Music.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for being my guest. I really appreciate it. Great conversation. You have a great sound. I hear a lot of different genres, all uplifting, upbeat, great messaging, and I really appreciate it. Thanks for being my guest. Keep on writing these great songs. We'll definitely have you back on for a part two episode.
Excellent. Sounds good. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed my time with you.
Excellent.
Guys.
Have a great night. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Please, everybody, go online and Google search and purchase Justin Turk Music. You just heard three great tracks. Wow. We got a lot of different genres there, country, folk, very upbeat, great message, great sound. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to my email, russellfoisey@gmail.com. We accept all music genre. I'd love to hear your sound. Again, my name is Russell Foisey, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. I look forward to every episode. Love doing the show. On to episode 163 next week. Thanks again, Bill. Remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.
Stop the air.